This is Robin Gunn coming in here today to talk to you about the Second Half Expo. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for that fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. The newest issue has already hit the stands, and so that's our 31st year. And it's going to be the third annual Second Half Expo at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Some of you may remember it as the
what, Bob?
Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Yes. In the new issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, you can go to page 61 and read all about the Second Half Expo. We still have a few seats left. Is that right, Bob?
We do. Yes,
okay.
For exhibitors.
Not seats.
Exhibitors.
Exhibitors,
yes.
Right. Bring this right on up to you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, we do have some exhibit tables left. Absolutely.
Okay, good. So you can still do that. And the way you do it is just spell out the word second, secondhalfexpo.com. And it has literally, virtually everything there that you need to do to sign up. So I encourage you to go to secondhalfexpo.com, as well as you listeners out there to attend. I highly suggest, and so does Bob. Are you going to agree with me before you know what I'm going to say?
No.
So I highly suggest that you bring your adult children to this, and even grandchildren, because this is a family affair that we're bringing to you. It is the largest in Central Oklahoma, right, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. So that's Bob Loudermilk that I keep talking to, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Bob Loudermilk. Bob has been in the event business for over 20 years. I, too, have put on multiple events in the last 31 years, so between us, we have 50 years experience. Wowzer, maybe know what we're doing. It's called Experts in Our Field. After Bob sold his trade show business in Kansas, he and his family moved to Edmond, Oklahoma, around 7 years ago, to be near his wife's father, Jerry Cutter. Is that correct?
That's right.
All righty. Who celebrated his 92nd birthday last March, prior to leaving this world for paradise. I love how you said that. A little over a month ago. Wow. It was that soon. Okay, but he lived a full life, is what you're saying.
He sure did. He traveled the world, Robin. He was a missionary, so he's been in every continent, I think, except Antarctica. So
that's incredible. Yeah. I'm sure he has things from all over the world.
That's right.
That is wonderful. It's great that you moved back here to be close to him, you and your wife. Obviously, it was your father-in-law.
That's correct.
After moving to Oklahoma, Bob was not at all ready to retire. I mean, duh. Second half of life is the best part of our lives.
I think so. Yes.
So he began researching the 50 plus market and saw a need to put together a quality, and I want to emphasize quality, expo for seniors. Bob and myself met for the first time at a forum that he had put together. After that initial meeting, we eventually made the decision to work together in launching the Second Half Expo. And that brings us to today, as we prepare for the third annual Second Half Expo. And that's spelled out, Second Half Expo, and then .com. And it's a fantastic website. I can't say enough about the website. It's so user-friendly for those that want to attend or those that want to have a vendor booth. Is there any more sponsorships left, Bob?
We do have a couple of sponsorships available.
Good. And with sponsorships, and correct me if I'm wrong, they get a breakout session?
That's one of the sponsorships,
okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Because the breakout sessions are packed, and very well done, and you even get fed in there.
Correct.
There you go. They have great snacks. So we are going to exit out of this section, but please come back and hear all about the Second Half Expo 2023 on October the 21st. This will be absolutely a free event for seniors. So we'll be back with more to tell you about Second Half Expo 2023 here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, what does OSJ stand for, Bob?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Do you love learning new things, meeting new people, taking trips, seeing new things, going with people your own age? OLLI might be the place for you. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Oklahoma State University is for people who are 50 and older who are looking for opportunities to enrich their lives through learning and travel. OLLI at OSU offers learning opportunities not only in Stillwater, but also in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Bartlesville, and online. If you want to learn, we want to see you in class. This is Robin Davis, the director of the OLLI program, and we want to hear from you. Call the OLLI office at 405-744-5868 to get the new catalog, to ask questions. Visit us on Facebook at OLLI OK State or our website, olli.okstate.edu. Again, our phone number is 405-744-5868. olli.okstate.edu.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Hello, my name is Philip, and I'm one of the owners of the Bradford at Mustang.
Hi, my name is Angel Myers. I'm the community manager. We are a locally owned, pet-friendly boutique residence in Mustang, Oklahoma.
Here at the Bradford, there's 82 homes. They all have backyards. Half of the properties have standalone with attached garages. We are maintenance-free, and we currently have a renovated clubhouse for events.
At the Bradford, every home has a privacy fence backyard, and our standalone cottages have attached garages. And our community center, we have weekly events that you can enjoy.
Contact us at 405-376-2846. 405-376-2846. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Bradford Mustang, 736 West Celestial Way.
Enjoy
the Bradford
at Mustang.
Do you or a loved one live with macular degeneration or vision loss due to cataracts, glaucoma, or stroke? Has your doctor told you there's nothing else she can do for you to improve your eyesight? Well, NewView Oklahoma is here to help. NewView empowers individuals facing vision loss, maximizing their opportunities to live life without limits through all stages of life. When you visit our Center for Low Vision and Blindness, our low vision optometrist will give you a comprehensive exam, identify your specific needs, and create a custom plan to help you maximize your vision and live independently. Vision loss can be devastating, but it's not the end of the story. Let NewView help you with your vision needs by calling us today at 405-286-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org. Most services are covered by Medicare and most third-party insurance. Again, 405-286-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org.
Before I come to nerve renewal, I've had problems with feet burning, numbness, and I couldn't tolerate the covers on my feet.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a nurse practitioner here at Nerve Renewal Neuropathy Clinic. One of the things I see all the time is patients that were having difficulty falling asleep due to pain. After coming to Nerve Renewal, our patients are able to sleep better at night, play with their grandchildren more, and go for walks without being in a lot of pain.
And then I started noticing I wasn't having the trouble getting up. I've had the chance to spend more time with my 7 grandchildren, and it's helped me drastically. drastically. It's made my life change.
If you're living with pain, call Nerve Renewal today. You really have nothing to lose, and most insurances do cover it, and you could improve your quality of life.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies. With 4 convenient locations in OKC, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
Right, this is Robin Gunn, and I have Bob Loudermilk in the studio with me. He is my partner with the Second Half Expo that will be happening October the 21st, starting at 8 o'clock at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. And we'll run to 1 o'clock or 1:30, Bob?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Beautiful. And it is a quality expo. And you will get very well informed there, and we are encouraging the entire family to come. There's going to be something for everyone. This is a very, very well put on expo. And if you didn't hear in the beginning, Bob has 20 years in the event business, and then I've helped put on events for the last 30 years. So we've got 50 years between us, and this is just... I always have a blast at this. We do a live remote, so we'll be on Oklahoma Talk Radio FM 96.9 from there, and we'll interview a lot of the vendors, including Bob, like we're doing now. Let me tell you a little bit about the new issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You can go to okseniorjournal.com, all like it's one word, okseniorjournal.com. And there's a distribution button there, and that's where you can find all our 650 locations. If you don't feel like getting out to pick one up, you can see us online. We've been there for 20 years now with the entire magazine at okseniorjournal.com. And while you're just sitting there at the computer on your phone, go to secondhalfexpo.com to read all about the most user-friendly website I have encountered. So we have Trulotta to thank for that. Mm-hmm. Giving them a shout out. Go Trulotta.
That's right.
All right, Bob, I'm going to ask you, without any further doodly-doos, tell us more about what inspired you to launch something that would be a benefit to people above the age of 50. That's a great question.
Well, first of all, I had hit 50. And, you know, I'm living it. You know, I moved to Oklahoma. And when we moved here, I was right around my 60th birthday.
Okay.
And I had sold my business in Kansas, and it was like, what's next? I had no interest in retiring at that age. Still don't have an interest in retiring. But I thought, what am I going to do? You know? And so I just somehow I began to get into this demographic of the 50-plus. And I'm a researcher. Mm-hmm. I go to quite a length and depth when I get onto something.
Mm-hmm.
And the deeper I went, the more fascinating it was when I learned that 10,000 baby boomers mm-hmm. turned 65 every day in America.
Mm-hmm.
I continued to learn that there's a lot of fear for mm-hmm. people that are above 50. And as we age, Robin, there's several fears. We actually did in some of our early forums, you may remember, we actually did some evaluations
and trying
to identify what is your greatest fear as you age.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them stood to the top. Interestingly enough, probably the number one was, will I have enough money to make it through retirement? Robin, we're living longer,
mm-hmm.
and people are nervous about a lot of different things. And so that was the number one concern, you know, is there going to be enough money?
Right.
And we have resources at the Second Half Expo to help people with that. In fact, we have a panel that's going to be about, is your estate plan retirement ready, second half ready?
Good.
So lots of resources and education. The second one that was really interesting to me that was a fear or a concern for people 50s, 60s, 70s is purpose.
Purpose. I know. That's what I keep hearing, too.
Yeah. You know, am I really living my purpose? Am I going to leave this earth having never discovered my purpose? Mm-hmm. What is my purpose and what should I be doing in these years? And so that was an inspiration for me because I was living it. And I began to uncover resources. You and I met. It was very exciting because you were, somebody referred me to you, and I've never seen anyone, I mean this sincerely, that's more connected in Oklahoma to the senior market than Robin Gunn. And so as I was choosing someone to partner with to do this, you came to the top. You can give me that $50 later.
Yep. It's going to be an IOU this time.
So fear of running out of money. Lack of purpose. Those were two big ones.
Yes, and I couldn't agree with you more. And I wanted to talk just real briefly about some of our sponsors.
Sure.
Let's just throw those in there real quick. Channel 4 is one of our sponsors. You may have seen some of our commercials on Channel 4. And then Bob and I are going to be on the Rise and Shine morning show for Channel 4 at 8 o'clock on October the 18th. We will take that show by storm, won't we, Bob?
That's right. Absolutely.
And some of our other sponsors. Help me out here.
Well, we've got the Oklahoma Senior Journal and, of course, the Oklahoma newspaper, Local IQ, is one of our sponsors. Ball, Morse, Lowe, the law firm, is another sponsor. VIP Care, Nerve Renewal, major sponsor.
Yes.
And that's just a few of the sponsors and exhibitors that are going to be there. Robin, the neat thing that I like, people are so confused about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And we've got organizations there, people there, sessions to help them answer their questions. So if you're listening and you've got a question about, you know, what do I do about Medicare? Or what about Medicaid? Or what about Social Security? And I'm looking at getting my benefits and so forth. You need to come to the expo because we will have companies there that can answer your questions.
That's right. They are experts in their field. We only want experts. We don't want anybody at this expo, which we do the VIP thing where we actually look and make sure everybody is on the up and up. That is very important to Bob and I. Well, Bob, let me ask you this. What role do habits play in how well a person does with the aging process?
Oh, man, Robin, habits are everything. And my wife reminds me of that constantly. Hmm. You know, you mentioned in your introduction that my father-in-law, Jerry, who is 92, we just went to his memorial service about probably 6 weeks ago. And the one thing that Denise always admired about her dad, he always said, you know, you may be getting old, but you don't have to act old.
Hallelujah.
And he would get so frustrated seeing people that were younger than him, but just the way they walk, the habits, they just things that they can control. I remember reading some time ago that one man that was above 60, he said, every day I stand up against the wall and stand right up against it so that I'm straight. And it's just a reminder to sit straight. Another one, how we get up, getting up out of a chair. Her dad would always just pop up and just, you know, look so much younger. Things that we could control. But, Robin, beyond that is the way we think and the way that we talk. And
that's
we
so
can
true.
Get into habits. I had a very good friend of mine from Tulsa, and he came to Oklahoma City recently. And the first thing he said when I said, how are you doing? He said, just getting old.
Oh, no.
And we kind of say that joking.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not good things to say.
No.
This man is 62. That's young.
Wow.
And he's talked about getting old. And then I saw a writing of his later. He said, now that I'm old. So, you know, we're all getting older, but let's be careful about calling ourselves old.
Exactly. You
know, everybody's getting older.
Right.
So
from the minute
the habits,
you're born.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I say only just begun age is what I say.
Yeah. In fact, we've got a special presentation.
Uh-huh.
Angel Myers is going to talk about that, reframing retirement, how to think, talk, and act if you want to thrive in your 50 years. And so around 9 o'clock a.m. at the expo on October 21st, she's going to give a keynote on that whole thing about
Yes, and
habits.
I've heard it, and it's phenomenal.
Great.
She will get to have more time from the one I heard. So that's awesome. Angel has worked for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, is a great presenter as well. So I'm glad she's getting to do that. And I love the title.
Person.
And she is a great person. And the title, Reframing retirement.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it needs to be reframed.
It does.
And another thing, Robin, we're going to have to get over the idea that when you're 65, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, those were the old days.
Yes.
You know, you get your gold watch, you go home, and you play golf the rest of your life.
Or you rock away on the front porch.
The way I look at it, and my wife looks at it, as long as we're able to produce income, let's keep doing it. The longer we can do that, the better the latter years are going to be. But
That's
it also gives you a reason to get up in the morning.
That's right.
You know, although some mornings I think I really don't want to get up. But it gives us a purpose and a reason.
Yes.
And I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely, I do. So we are of the same mindset on this, and that's why the expo has worked so well between both of us. This is something that Bob Loudermilk and myself, Robin Gunn, believe in wholeheartedly, or we wouldn't keep doing it. And on top of that, it's been a great success.
It really has. You know, the first year, Robin, right, coming out of COVID, we had about 900 people that came. Last year, we were up around somewhere 1,300, 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
We're anticipating this year with our promotions, the goal is 2,000 people coming in.
Yes.
And one day, from 8 to 1 o'clock on Saturday, October 21st, they can actually RSVP. That way they avoid the lines and get right in. And that's at secondhalfexpo.com.
Right on. And make sure you spell out second. Okay, we're taking a quick break. This is Robin Gunn with Bob Loudermilk talking about the Second Half Expo, October the 21st, here in Oklahoma City at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, on Freedom 96.9 FM. That's right. This is Robin Gunn here. I'm with my partner who does the Second Half Expo. We do that together. It's Saturday, October the 21st from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum here in Oklahoma City. And by the way, you do get a free pass to come back to the museum and get to go through
Actually,
it.
Yes, that day.
That day,
so
okay.
The expo is 8 to 1, but the museum is open until 5.
Beautiful.
So they can attend the expo, and then they don't have to pay to get into the museum.
I love that.
They're going to get a free ticket for the whole day.
I love it.
So it's going to be a beautiful day.
Bob, I think you have a question for me.
I do have a question for you, Robin. Flip the script. So my question is, because you've been doing this a long time, mm-hmm. people hear about a second half expo or a senior expo, mm-hmm. and they think, well, who should attend? You know, is it just seniors? Mm-hmm. Is it just people retired? So I'll let you answer that one.
Well, first of all, something that Bob brought up to me when he was coming up with this name, you know, we had a lot of ideas thrown in the hat. And he said, you know, the second half of life or the second half of any sports game, that's where it's won. It's not won in the first half. It's always won in the second half. And so we are in our winning season right now if you're 50 plus. And so a lot of people are, you know, leaving what they've done for 20 and 30 years and becoming entrepreneurs and doing something that is their, they feel their purpose in life. So that is something I think that is so important about this expo, is giving that type of purpose and then helping people with their finances. I mean, unless you went to college strictly on finances, you really are taught nothing in school about finances.
Right.
So we have salt of the earth people that you can talk to about that and even attend a breakout session. And no, absolutely no, this is not just for seniors, the 50 plus. This is for their entire family. I get phone calls, sometimes as many as 5 a day. And it's the adult children that are calling me of their parents wanting to know, oh, my word, this snuck up on us. Well, it really didn't. But I understand what they mean, because they're busy with their jobs and their children, even if they have them part time, because maybe some are in college. But now their parents have come to a place where they just need a little extra help. And so they need to know what to do about those resources, or where do I find those resources? Well, Bob, would you not agree that the Second Half Expo is someplace they can go all together at one time instead of going all over the city driving?
Yes.
Here's the place that the adult children
because
can come.
Because we've gathered 100 companies that are going to be there. These are people that are experts in their field. And so they literally can seek out. We'll have the event guide and everyone that's going to be there. In fact, it's already on our website. You didn't know that, but it
I
is.
I didn't. Yeah, no, secondhalfexpo.com.
And they can download the event guide. It'll show them everyone that's coming, what their booth number is. In one day, you may have questions about Social Security, Medicare. What about my parents aging? Where am I going to put them? We're looking at senior living. All of that in one day under
one
roof.
Right, and even veterans benefits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And I did want to mention the panel, Robin.
Good, please.
Because
please do.
There is a free panel. The whole day is free, even attendance to the museum, as I said. But we've got a wonderful panel, and it's going to be in the boardroom of the National Cowboy Museum at 10 o'clock a.m. Is your estate plan retirement ready? You can see this isn't just for people that are in their 80s and 90s.
Right.
These are people that... You know, they're right now, they're active. They may be in their 40s. They may be in their 50s. And they're really concerned about their estate plan. We're going to have a phenomenal session sponsored by Ball More Slow Law Firm. Asset protection in an ever-changing world. And boy, is the world changing.
Is it ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad you brought up the panel. Who are the people on the panel?
We've got one of the partners of Ball More Slow, which is Brian Hill. David Cheney, who's the CEO and founder of Legacy and Succession. We got Tim Hast, executive coach. And then Susie Brown, who I think you know her. She's the co-owner of Senior Benefits Consulting.
Okay.
All of those will be on
Oh, that'll be a fantastic panel. We are all about education and informing, and we want you to have the best of the best, the experts in their field. And that's why we've worked so hard on this and putting together who's going to be there for you to ask questions. It's imperative. We're all going to do that thing from the second we were born, we begin to age. And we need to have a plan. We need to have a purpose. We need to know where our finances, how to make them work the best for us, and even Medicare. And there's so many things. And we're even talking about, you know, vacationing. There's going to be people there that are with tour and travel.
Absolutely, there is. In fact, we have a whole breakout session called Travel Talk, Make Your Dream Vacation a Reality. Cruise planners and a couple of people, that'll be at 8:30. We've got a couple of travel experts that are going to be there. And talking about how you can truly make it a reality if you plan for it. You may
think,
well, I can't go to Europe. I can't take a river cruise. But if you plan for it, you can.
You sure
and they'll
can.
Tell you how
That's
on
right.
October 21st.
It's all about the plan, people. And do you want to mention also?
Yes, some of our other sponsors, VIP Care, Bot Radio Network, will be there at the expo. Thank you. I did want to mention one other thing, Robin, and that is we have something new this year. Right?
I love it, love it, love it.
This is absolutely new. It's never been done. We've started a new initiative called Second Half Heroes. And
are there a ton out there.
That's right. And people can go online and nominate someone, and this is all about... Who do you know that's above the age of 65 that is a good example of aging well?
Good.
And this year's hero has been nominated and selected, and his name is Jim Stewart.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you'll be interviewing him on a future radio program.
Oh, I love
hope
it.
You will.
Yes.
Yeah. He's 71, and he is...
I'm seeing his picture. There's no way.
Yeah. And he's... 20 years in prison ministry, board member of nonprofits. He said, family's my greatest joy, and my favorite verse is Revelation 12:11, which is tattooed on my back. That's just a fun fact. So
it's a fun fact.
So anyway, he's going to actually speak at the expo, and we're going to introduce him. And
second
I look forward to
heroes.
Hearing you interview him
okay.
as a hero.
Yeah,
so.
I absolutely will. And Bob, again, how do people go and nominate?
Okay.
A second half hero.
All they need to do is go to our website, secondhalfexpo.com, and they'll see a button that talks about second half heroes.
Okay.
Click the button, and there's a nomination form, and it tells you all about the program and how it works. we're going to be doing this every month, Robin.
Oh,
and
good.
Honoring them at our coffee talks, and we
yes,
need to talk about
we
our
do need
talks.
A coffee talk. We're going to at least mention this, and we'll talk about it a little more after the break. But it's called Coffee, Muffins, and Marketing, and we started this last year, and it became really popular. And a lot of it is about how to make the best out of the expo that you're at. And so we have experts speaking about that. We have a new one coming up. Where is that going to be, Bob?
Okay, that's going to be at the Bradford in Mustang, mm-hmm. Oklahoma. All the details, by the way, are on our website. If they go secondhalfexpo.com/events.
Okay.
And then they can RSVP. Now, Robin, this is really for those that serve the senior market,
yes.
professionals.
Yes.
And so this is, you know, the expo is for seniors and people above 50 and their children to come out. This event are for those that market to the 50-plus. It's all about how to market your business to the 50-plus generation. When we come back here in a minute, I want to talk about Rick Hadrava, who is
yes,
our
please.
Special guest speaker. He's got a topic that I'm so pumped about, and I'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. But again, a person can attend free if they're in the business of serving seniors.
Mm-hmm.
They have a company that ties into that. Or if they're kind of interested in the expo and they want to learn more about it, just go to secondhalfexpo.com/events.
Okay.
Or if they just go to secondhalfexpo.com, they'll see Coffee Talk.
Oh, okay.
Click on that. Make
good.
It easy.
That's Wednesday, October the 11th from 8 to 9:15 at the Bradford at Mustang, 736 West Celestial Way. And we also have a phone number here, 405-657-5131, 657-5131. We are getting ready to take another break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, Bob?
The Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's beautiful. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
You're invited to attend the Second Half Expo at the National Cowboy Museum in Oklahoma City on Saturday, October 21st, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Thanks, Bob. This is Robin. This is an annual event for seniors, including everything for the 50-plus generation and their families, with over 100 companies showcasing their latest services.
You'll enjoy live entertainment, free giveaways, food samples, educational seminars, and more.
The Senior Expo is free, F-R-E-E, and it's happening Saturday, October the 21st, starting at 8 a.m.
Get complete details at secondhalfexpo.com.
That's secondhalfexpo.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey, listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, S-C-I-S-S-O. RTAILWEALTH.com, and just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Liley, that's Madison M-A-D-I-S-O-N LILEY at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS, 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October throughout the state. Events offered are 3-on-3 basketball,
archery,
water walking,
swimming,
racquetball,
disc golf,
road races,
ballroom dance,
line dance,
5K race walk and power walk,
bowling,
dragon boat race,
track and field, triathlon and aquabike,
cycling,
badminton,
shuffleboard,
tennis,
cornhole,
volleyball,
pickleball,
golf,
table tennis,
weightlifting,
fitness challenge.
That's it. You can check out all the events at OKSeniorGames.com, 405-821-1500.
We'd like to invite everybody to come meet new friends and join us at OklahomaSeniorGames.com.
The Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October in various locations throughout the state. Our information is available at OKSeniorGames.com, phone number 405-821-1500, and we are on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
Hello, this is Robin Gunn coming in to your ears right now. We're talking about the Second Half Expo. Bob Loudermilk and myself have partnered up on this, and this is our third annual at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, Saturday, October the 21st, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you will also, after 1, be able to go to the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum on a tour, and it won't cost you anything. This is a free event, free parking, and we will also have golf carts that can bring you straight up to the front door. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, fantastic. We haven't really touched on the entertainment, but Miss Oklahoma Senior America pageant, they will be there. And then also the Oklahoma Senior Follies.
That's right. So those they are a fantastic group.
Yes,
they are.
You've
never heard them, so...
They're very good. Bob, I wanted you to expand a little bit more on Rick Hadrava, who will be speaking October the 11th at the Bradford at Mustang, Wednesday, October the 11th, 8 a.m. to 9:15. He will also be at the expo, correct?
Actually, he did the panel last year.
Okay.
He's a wealth manager, okay. So he's very skilled. But he's going to be our featured speaker at this special coffee muffins and marketing talk. And
October the 11th.
And again, this is for those that serve the senior market, mm-hmm. those that are in business and so forth. But I'm very excited about his topic, how to 10X your business, mm-hmm. achieve more by doing less. Mm-hmm. This is a takeoff of a book that I recently came across, and I got so excited about it. Rick put together a mastermind around that theme. But the whole idea, Robin, is working on your business and not in your business, and how that if you get a big enough vision, it really makes it more simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem that sometimes we have is we get caught, as you know, as a business owner, we get caught down in the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
We think about doubling our business. Well, we can do that by maybe just working harder.
Right.
But if you say, I want to 10X my business, I want to take it 10 times what it is today. You know, if you're doing $500,000 a year, I want to take this and I want to 10 times that. I want to do $5 million a year or mm-hmm. $10 million a year. Then you can't think the same way.
No,
you've
got
to think differently. And your brain will go into a different mode.
Right.
And you'll start coming up with ways that you can do less because you start delegate mm-hmm. or eliminate. Mm. Okay, so he's going to talk about that. Everything that you're doing, you have to say, how can I delegate it or how can I eliminate it? Mm-hmm. You know, one or the other. So all of that's going to be talked about. It's going to be a fantastic time. We have I think Angel said they're going to have pancakes out there.
Yeah, she's going to cook herself.
Wow.
Pancakes. Yeah.
All right.
So it's a pancake breakfast. It's coffee muffins. Really, it's coffee, pancakes, and marketing.
And it's all free, right?
It's all free.
October the 11th. That's this coming week.
Yes, this coming Wednesday. Yes.
We're going to kick off at 8 o'clock. They need to go to our website, secondhalfexpo.com, mm-hmm. and just click on up at the top, Coffee Talk.
Coffee Talk.
And then they can RSVP and let us know they're going to be there.
There's no charge whatsoever. We just need to know a head count for the food.
If you're in business or you work with a company that serves seniors, mm-hmm. somehow you're connected to seniors and you want to learn, how can I do a better job at that? You need to come. You don't have to be the owner. You can be a marketing person or executive, or you can work there. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in that, come out and be with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. What, we have 30, 40 people mm-hmm. last time? Something like that. You gave away money, too.
I did.
Yeah,
so there's always
door prizes.
Again, this is at the Bradford at Mustang, Wednesday, October the 11th, from 8 a.m. to 9:15. Go to secondhalfexpo.com/event, or you'll see a button up there that says Coffee Talk.
I want to talk about who's going to be there.
Okay.
A while ago, when you were talking about entertainment, I did not mention, probably have heard of this guy, because you're originally from Oklahoma and I'm not. But I got a call the other day, Robin. You don't even know about this. Do you remember Count Gregor?
Yes!
He is coming.
So every Friday night, Bob, me and my girlfriends would get all scared to watch Count Gregor's movie that he was producing. And then he would always come on in between the breaks and... Oh, my word. I know who he is.
Just in time for Halloween. But he's going to be there in costume. Mm. And did you know, you talk about a second half hero. He's in his 90s now.
Yes.
And he's still making appearances.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be fun. So, we've got him. We've got just a ton of companies that are going to be there. And I think when we come back, I might mention some of those.
Okay. Well, we got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Plow through
a few.
Okay. Well, we got people like AAA Insurance, American Family Estate, Be a Neighbor. That is a fantastic statewide program.
I know the
guys
that headed that up. Yes.
Becky Ivins Real Estate.
Yay, Becky.
Blue Cross Blue Shields. Acupuncture. We got a chiropractor that will be there. Delicious Dishes.
Mm.
And I think she has free samples, food samples.
Good.
She does phenomenal meals and takes them out to you. Geico, Guardian Angels. Oh, I could just go on and on. Humana. On and on we go. You might pick out a few that you know and want to talk about.
Yeah, the YMCA is going to be there, and they have some great programs called Silver Sneakers, which my parents went to for years. Also, we have a dermatologist. You know, we've talked about wealth management, and Nerve Renewal is one of our sponsors. They're also on the front cover of the issue that's out right now for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Something about them that got me so excited is it's not a pill if you're having neuropathy or pain anywhere. It's something that only lasts 20 minutes. It's a small procedure. Nothing is cut on your body. This is helping people miraculously, Nerve Renewal, and they are one of our sponsors.
And you know, something I like, Robin, is giving back to the community, and there's a couple of organizations that we've said, hey, come out because you're special to us and you're doing a great job,
mm-hmm.
and one is Socks for Seniors.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I am going to be interviewing them next Saturday. So we'll learn more about Socks for Seniors, but it's a really neat group. My dad even benefited from it before he went to paradise. We are going to have to take a quick break, but Socks for Seniors will be on next Saturday. Some of these are just because we need the senior community to know about them. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. We will be back with our final thoughts. And OSJ always stands for...
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. On Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Oh,
Hello, this is Robin Gunn. I am here with Bob Loudermilk. He is my partner in the Second Half Expo, Saturday, October the 21st, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Yes, yes, we still have a few vendor tables left, so we would love to have you come aboard. Go to secondhalfexpo.com, spell out the word second. Also, if you just want to attend, we'd love you to go there and just RSVP, secondhalfexpo.com. It's free. Everything about it is free. And your parking is free, and we'll even have carts that will take you up to the front door. We also have fantastic breakout sessions, informational and educational. We have entertainment. Count Gregor will be there.
That's right.
But I'd like Bob, who I've heard speak quite a few times, just leave us with some final thoughts.
Okay,
Rob. Something inspirational.
Well, yes. What I like about our partnership and working together is what you've created over the last 30 years, but what we're creating together and what I'm sensing, this is becoming stronger and stronger, is this is not just about a magazine, and it's not just about an event,
exactly.
An expo. It's not just about the monthly coffee talks, but it's really about community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been sensing more and more. The people that are involved with us, it's like we've created synergy. We've created something special. And the last few coffee talks that we've had, I've sensed that. People want to be a part of something that involves good people, people with vision, people that are believe in cooperation rather than competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about, Robin, is bringing all of these companies, organizations, and people together. And to get, we're better together. You know, we're better. I read something years ago about the Redwood Forest in California and how the root systems are very tiny for those huge redwood trees that were saplings when the carpenter was preaching. And 2,000 years they've stood. They've withstood wind and so forth. And they only go down about 5 feet in the ground. And they weigh tons, 2,000 years old. But what I learned is the reason they stood so strong for so long is that they intertwine their root system. And if they were standing alone, they probably would have fallen.
That's right.
And so by cooperation and by working together, and I'm excited to see where this is going to go because we're just looking at the top of the iceberg when we talk about an expo in a magazine. You and I are looking at lots of plans coming up of some exciting things that we'll be talking about that.
You are so right, Bob. Well, you've taken this up to our last minute on the radio show. Again, it's the secondhalfexpo.com. And if you want to know about the coffee talk or attend it, just look for coffee talk button at secondhalfexpo.com. We do have a phone number you can call, 405-657-5131. That's 657-5131. Second Half Expo, Saturday, October the 21st, 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. The entry is free, and you also get a free ticket to the museum that day. Thank you, Bob, so much for being on.
Well, it's been a delight, as always, Robin. Thank you.
You're welcome. We will see you next week when we're going to talk about socks for seniors here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM.